starting the recording. And just for everyone that is listening to us later, today is Thursday, September 26th, and I'm Jeremy, and we are talking about taking aim this week, and this is the 8 p.m. Eastern call. Okay, so taking aim. So just we'll do housekeeping real quick again. So, Kim, usually what we do is everybody kind of chimes in, just like we just did, celebrate, check in, say how things have been going. If there's new people on, we talk about, you know, the kid that brought you to us. And then we go back around and we take aim. And we're taking aim on the change that you want to see. Now, today's going to be a little unique because the topic for tonight is taking aim. And so we'll take aim on taking aim, sort of. And then we'll talk about whatever the lesson is. I hate to say lesson. It's more like kind of the topic of the day. And then we keep it really interactive. And then if we have time, we do some laser coaching. And then everybody checks out at the end. Were you able to access the workbook?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. If you've read the reading, awesome. If you haven't, awesome. We don't care. just show up or call in and listen. I assume that this is the call time that you chose, which is awesome. But you don't always have to come to this one. We're not going to like take attendance. I mean, we do check off to see who's here. But we don't expect you to be here all the time. If 1 week a different call works better for you, then dial into that one. If 1 week, you know, it's all you can do to maybe listen to a recording, that's totally fine. So we designed the program so that you can call when you can. And if you can't, we don't want you to worry about it. And I'd say most people hit about 70% of the calls live and do the other 30% in recording. So don't worry about joining a different group. Sometimes it helps to listen to the other coaches. Each of us are different, and we all have a different take on things. But I think that we're all pretty good. So definitely shop around if for whatever reason you want to try a different time or a different session. Okay. Where did I go? So taking aim. So when we work through our parent action model. And basically, we start with taking aim, and it doesn't always necessarily have to be on whatever the main problem is, and it may not even be the biggest problem, but it's just whatever is top of mind right now. And so we try to make sure you're getting really specific about what it is, because we found that if we take aim on something giant, then we all get frustrated because it's almost impossible to turn a giant ship around in a way that one is successful, and two, where you can see that you're making a difference until it's either too late or you're too far past the point of turning to turn back the other way. So we're taking aim on the change that you want to see. We have some people who do take aim on big things like the morning routine, but I always try to have people kind of narrow it down a bit. Is it getting out of bed in the morning? Is it getting dressed in the morning? Is it, you know, getting breakfast in the morning? What part of the morning routine can we tackle right now? And it can even be something different. It could be, you know, what's going on at home between your son and his sisters. It can be how you are feeling about your son. It can really just be anything, but we want to take aim on not necessarily a strategy, but a change that you want to see in behavior or in approach. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of? Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Elise, do you want to take aim first?
Oh, let's see. It's hard to pick something. That's my struggle because there's so much going on. And
oh, good, though. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What to choose from.
Yeah. I guess. I think one thing, and it's pretty broad, is like just homework, getting started with homework, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have trouble. I tend to just kind of, I don't know. I'm just not feeling like I'm being as whatever I need to be. I don't know what the words are. I'm having trouble tonight, but
just
feel like we're not getting started when we quote should be, I suppose. But I think there also needs to be break time and just kind of having a handle on how to get started, you know, how to get into that. How do I shift gears? Because transitions are hard, or maybe I just need to say transitions. I don't know.
Bring it back. Well, so can I ask you some clarifying questions?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Is it more about, because I heard several things in there, and one thing I heard was maybe how you're handling getting homework started in terms of, like, is it okay to have a break? Is it not okay to have a break? Is it how he responds when you try to get started with homework?
It's the response.
Okay.
Definitely.
And so the change we want to see is him not throwing a fit when it's time to start homework, or what?
Right, because anytime it just seems like a non-preferred activity, you know, switching to a non-preferred activity. And, you know, and I can totally appreciate that it's not a preferred activity, but
oh, sure.
It's reality,
yeah,
and we got
to
get through it somehow. Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, just getting started, right.
Okay, and once he gets going, is he okay after you have the mini meltdown, or is it just a struggle all night?
Generally, I mean, because sometimes we'll break it up into chunks, which does help too. Instead of saying,
uh-huh.
I really have to do all of this right now, because there's always, almost always 30 minutes of reading in addition to
right.
math and or other things, because he's in fifth.
Mm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and we're still in the starting stages, and it's just going to be more and more and more, which is loads of fun. But
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sorry. I'm
just, does he have any,
blah,
no,
blah,
does he have any accommodations?
Blah, blah, homework, hate homework. Yes, he has loads of accommodations. And yeah, and actually that was something that I was thinking of is if we continue having problems, just to bring that up and say, all right, well, we talked about, you know, minimizing the amount that comes home, you know, as
mm-hmm.
things get more and more and more. But right now I think we're pretty much in the basic, like, okay, we got one worksheet plus we've got for math, and then we've got the 30 minutes of reading. But even the 30 minutes of reading lately, very difficult.
Too much.
So.
Okay. Is there anything else going on? Just getting back in the school routine kind of stuff, or is anything else happening that may be impacting it?
I think it's just switching back to routine, you know? I
mm-hmm.
think that's a big deal. And just, you know, trying to reestablish that. And it's never been an amazing process for us, but at least to something better than what we're having.
The moderator has left the conference.
Sorry about that. My phone just, like, turned off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so
okay.
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 Yeah.
What did I
know? Anyway, I think I got to the nothing. It just went, the moderator has left the call, and then some music.
Yeah. Okay. That was
a little
personal.
Odd.
Like, I was literally just
nope.
standing here, and all of a sudden I went, what?
I figured it was something about connection. It happens
yeah.
every once in a while.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Oh.
So I think,
okay.
you know, I think
yeah.
what I was saying
nothing
is just the routine, getting back into the routine is difficult sometimes, you know, after
yeah.
not having that routine for some time, you know, and then to get back into it, it's like, well, you can't just be like, hey, everything's going to change right now and everything's changing,
right.
you know. Yeah.
yeah
and,
exactly.
Yeah. And that's the hard part. So, and just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard for you too, right? Because, I mean, you know, he's tired at the end of the day,
yeah.
you know, and the weather's
exactly.
still nice. And you're probably like, yeah, of course. I
yeah.
want to go out and play. We can do homework later.
Yeah.
But then when
exactly.
you try to do homework later, it's so
and
hard.
Then later
I totally
is ugly.
Get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Okay. Awesome. We can definitely work with that. Kim, what
Great.
Would you like to see
Thank
your name
you.
On? Yeah.
I think. I guess the broad, on a broad level, it would be sibling relationships.
Okay.
And I guess their personalities, of course, are very different, but it's kind of like if we're together as a family and we're kind of all sort of having a conversation that he's just in his own little world, and if he feels like talking, then he'll just jump in and just talk and just take over the room.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we're having a conversation. Why don't you join our conversation? But it's like he's oblivious to anything that's not you know, what's on his mind. So it's really hard. I mean, my oldest does a really good job, and my husband and I kind of handle it. But my middle daughter, she is just, they are constantly butting heads. And, you know, he's so annoying, and I can't be around him. And it's, so I think just the intention getting and the being so impulsive with what he says and interrupting, getting in people's face, it, you know, getting in a sister's face. And, I mean, he doesn't mean any harm. He's just being silly. He's always kind of
ADHD.
Being silly.
Yeah, so. that's just how he is. I mean,
So let
me ask you this. So is it more about social skills, or does this happen specifically only with siblings, or does it happen with people at school, with really anybody, but it's just the most annoying and the most, like, in your face when it's happening with your daughter?
Yeah, it's mostly... Yeah, with my daughter, it bothers her the most. I mean, outwardly, but it happens in our family dynamics when we're just hanging out as a family.
Okay.
You know, at dinner or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's able to have a reciprocal conversation with other people generally, or does he talk too much or interrupt or? Getting people's faces in those things.
Yeah,
he
does. He pretty much does that too. He's
okay.
He's just kind of silly. He's just kind of, you know, he's getting a little bit more mature, but he kind of wants to dominate the conversation. And,
So
maybe,
I get it.
You know, his listening skills aren't as, he can talk your ear off, but his listening skills are really stressful for him. So.
Yeah. No, I get it. And, you know, I always encourage people to remember that 3 to 5 year developmental delay, right? And so really, and it sounds like an area of impulse control and social skills, or maybe emotionality. He's probably more like a 6 or a 5 year old, depending on the day or depending on the time of day or the situation. Yeah, and so
you hit the nail on the head. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's tough. No, I get it. If you haven't been around a 6 or a 5 year old recently, see if you can find one at school or wander around the first or second, or, you know, the kindergarten area for a little bit. And, you know, and it's hard because our kids look like, you know, they're chronological age, right? They look like their peers,
right?
And intellectually, a lot of them are like light years ahead. But in one area, or usually 2 or 3. That 3 to 5 year developmental delay comes in big time. How does he handle redirection? I'm just curious. Like, if you said, we want to hear your story, but you need to give us 30 minutes or 30, not 30 minutes, but like a minute to wrap this up.
Good. Yeah.
He handles it good?
He's okay.
He does that?
Yeah. He says, okay. And, you know, and then, but then it's like, he'll forget and then just kind of, because completely forget and just start kind of talking again. But he's getting better at it. But
Okay. And what's your daughter's understanding of ADHD and how it relates? And I know sometimes,
a lot of times. She doesn't. Well, my 16-year-old does very well and is very patient. But my 13-year-old just doesn't. No, she doesn't understand it. She sees other kids his age and they're so much more mature and, you know, than him. And he just bothers her to know. And I mean, she doesn't even want to be around him. So,
I get it. Okay.
It's really hard. Yeah.
So is it more realistic to focus on him or to focus on her?
Probably her.
Okay. And I know that's
but I don't
fair.
Know.
I'm just thinking in terms of, I mean, truly, realistically, how likely is it that we're going to be able to teach your 9-year-old son with ADHD to, you know, curtail his conversations when he's excited to share and not interrupt? And is it more likely that we might be able to help his older sister understand a little bit more about where he's coming from, or at least figure out a way to remove herself from the situation before she gets irritated enough to blow up?
Right.
Okay. We can work with that. Cool. Okay. So we've kind of already talked about the topic for today, this whole taking aim business. And really, it's about making sure that you're not trying to eat the elephant all at once. You know, that whole, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? We do that a lot, you know, and if we're trying to eat the elephant at once, and because we're all, you know, massive overachievers and we're all multitasking and we've got lots going on in our lives, just besides our children with ADHD, we're eating multiple elephants at once. And so if we're trying to do all of that one, I mean, one, it's a circus, obviously, forgive the analogies there, but and two, we don't know what it is we're doing that's making it worse or making it better. Right. And so that's why we always start with taking aim so that we can really figure out, okay, what is one thing that we can focus on today that's going to make a difference? And how do I approach that? You know, I get lots of people who join a program and they want a ton of strategies, like how do I create a behavior modification chart, or how do I do, you know, this, this, and this? And I can give you strategies all day. I mean, you can Google strategies all day, but unless we know what we're taking aim on and what the changes that we want to see, none of those strategies are going to work. And it's not so, I mean, once we've taken aim, then we have to do some detective work. So we work through our parent action model there, do some detective work and kind of figure out if there's something else that might be going on. And then we put together a strategy for success. And then we try it out. And more often than not, it's not working 100%. Sometimes it does. But usually we have to tweak it a little bit or go back to the detective stage and figure out what's going on or what we might have missed. And then try again. And underneath all of that is self-care and positive parenting and a good understanding of ADHD and how our kids' brains work and how their brains are activated and in what situations their brains are going to work best. Because sometimes the solution is something as simple as making sure they have a protein-based snack at the end of the day. It's been a while since that's been the solution, honestly. Because you guys are educated adults, right? I mean, you've been doing your research. You're here for a reason, because what you've been trying maybe isn't working. But if we don't take the time to kind of go through the process, we're not going to get the results that we're looking for, and we're going to get frustrated. And if we're not taking care of ourselves along the way and approaching our kids from a place of empathy and remembering that 3 to 5 year developmental delay, and you know, and some people don't like to say special needs. Some people, you know, like to say area of opportunity or however you address your kids' ADHD. It's good to also remember that if they could be doing it, they would do it. It's not a matter of won't. It's a matter of can't. And anytime we kind of reset ourselves and reset the people around us who have an expectation of what our kids should be doing, it's going to make everybody's life a whole lot easier when we understand that he looks like a 9-year-old, but he's really more like a 6 or a 5-year-old. And once you understand that, then everything else falls into place. And it's so much easier to be like, okay, he's overwhelmed right now. Or, okay, he worked so hard all day today, not talking in class, but now he's just got to let it all out. And doesn't matter if anyone's listening. But yeah, so I think when we take aim, you guys both did an excellent job of just kind of drilling down and distilling down to what the essence or the heart of it is, so that you know that what you're talking about, thinking about, kind of focusing on is something that's going to make a difference in the day-to-day happiness, I guess, of your lives. I'd love to tell you that these calls are like little TV shows where at the end of every call, everyone goes, oh, that was awesome. Now I have all the information I need. And we tie it up in a little bow, and there's dramatic music. Everyone charges off into the sunset and has a great week with all the answers to all their problems. It doesn't work that way. A lot of times we just kind of plant little seeds or have little subtle shifts, and then some of the changes and the aha moments happen in between our group meetings. So just want to make sure I'm also realistically setting expectations. But yeah, so taking aim. So trying to think, is there another area of your life other than what we're taking on today, another area of your life where you found that really having to get specific about how to approach a situation or a challenge or an opportunity has made a difference? And if you can think of one, share it.
Well, I homeschool my kids, and one of the things that we has made a difference for us, for him, is that this year we've been going to the library to do his schooling, so we're able to have a private room. You know, our little puppy dog isn't running around, and you know, this thing or that thing on the table he grabs or plays with. But when we're at the library, we're in a, you know, we're in a small study room, very simple design. You know, there's nothing to distract him, and he's able to complete his schoolwork with a lot better focus when we're at the library than when we do it at home. So that's been huge for us. And not that we can go there every day, but with activities and all kinds of stuff, but.
Interesting. So is he with his sisters all day? Do you guys all do homeschool? Or is everyone's classes kind of at the same time, roughly?
Okay.
Okay.
So that's the girls do theirs independently. Yes. The girls do theirs independently, pretty, you know. But, yes, they're around each other all day. So you can imagine.
All day. Okay. Fair enough. No, I get it. That's why I said you were a saint when you told me you homeschooled all three. That is awesome. That is not a skill set I possess. I have five kids and that is amazing. There have been times where we thought about homeschooling, our child with autism and ADHD before we got a real good handle on what was going on. But, and I was willing to do it. It's not my area of strength.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So that's great. So you were able to figure out, okay, if he's in a quiet environment, it makes a difference, and he's able to be successful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does that
and
work
I, you know
what,
quite honestly, it doesn't. Yeah. And quite honestly, his, you know, moving around and, you know, interrupting what we're doing so he can tell me a story. What I mean, that's the beauty of homeschooling. You know, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that he can get up and walk around. I love that he can, you know, talk about what he wants to and, you know, and he doesn't stay focused, but that's okay. It's just me and him. So, you know, those kind of things, that's fine.
So
So that's been really good this year. This next school year,
At least what's coming up for you?
I'm like drawing a blank. I'm sure there's something, but I'm like,
No, that's okay.
What
that's
is it? What is
the
it?
Day.
Yeah, I can't. I honestly can't
there's
think
no right
of
answer.
A single thing.
There's no right answer. Don't worry. Yeah.
Jeez.
But I guess the point of this little, I mean, this part of the, I hate to say lesson, but for some reason I can't think of another word at the moment. I apologize. It's been a long day for me too. You know, I think the point is just that we all recognize that taking aim is important, right? We can't tackle the issue, whatever it is, if we haven't clearly identified what it is. And if we haven't thought beyond, well, maybe I'll just move bedtime to whatever time, or maybe we'll just, you know, start homework at this time, because that's not going to solve the problem. You know, we have to take into consideration all of the things that make our kids the fabulous people that they are and how ADHD factors in. And then we take aim, right? And we make sure that we're taking care of ourselves along the way. So as long as we're all in agreement that taking aim is a cool deal and something that can be really important to our success, we can kind of move into the laser coaching portion of the session.
Okay.
And so, Elise, I do want to start with you, if that's okay.
Sure.
Homework.
Okay.
What do you think's really going on? He just doesn't want to do it. Because it's beautiful outside still.
I think that's part of it. I think it's just, you know, after a day, it's been a long day. Who wants to sit down and do more? You know, I mean, honestly, that's how I feel. That's exactly what I'm seeing. And it frustrates me because I know other people with different schools that maybe don't have homework. Like, man, why can't it be my kid?
Right.
Yeah.
He's 10. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you said he had 30 minutes of reading and then like another 30 minutes?
Yeah, usually. And sometimes, it's about they
say. Is this public school or is this private school?
Yes, public. It is public.
Okay.
But he does have an IEP and he does have, you know, accommodations and such. So I think I may be, like I said, pulling out that card that says, all right, you know, last year his teacher would circle every other problem on the math worksheets instead of saying do both sides. So maybe, you know, if we can do something like that, I think that could be helpful. Because looking at
Is it possible that the teacher is not aware of the accommodation?
I think we're still in a what can he do sort of scenario, and they're trying to weigh. I really do. And I think it will be up to me to remind them that, hey, you know, last year we decided that. So, so that someone is minimizing the amount of work. And, you know, because I really do think that he's capable of doing a certain amount, but then beyond that, and his principal and guidance counselor both feel really strongly that, you know, pretty much for fifth grade, it should be no longer than 50 minutes. You know, that's the maximum that they should have. So, you know, if I'm finding that it's taking longer, which it's going to usually, because it's going to be about half an hour plus.
Well, that's for the neurotypical kid, right?
Exactly.
That's for the kid that doesn't have ADHD.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like hoping to get half an hour, and you know, and part of it is also I feel like there's this drive for him to want to do things that are more fun, and I get it. I want to play outside for a little while. Great, we can do that. We can, you know, take half an hour or whatever. And that was going to be my structure this year. Was okay, we're going to take half an hour, and after that half an hour, we're going to get started. And it's fallen flat on its face pretty much every single day. Half an hour goes by, and I'm like, okay, he's not quite start. We're not starting. I'm just going to let it go because I'm like, I don't really want to have the confrontation. So,
you know. And you don't want to be the bad guy every day.
No.
Thanks. I know. Remind me, do you guys manage his ADHD with medication as well as other things?
We do. We do. And actually this week we've added – a boost to what he's already taking. He started Vyvanse at the end of last year, and he's on a fairly low dosage. And I spoke with the doctor because his teacher said that pretty much from 1 p.m. until the end of the day, he was just like not focusing. And he was saying it too. He's like, I can't concentrate. And it's unfortunately for him, it's the ELA portion of his day, which is often the most challenging for him because it's reading, writing. So go figure. So we decided to try because the doctor said to me initially, you know, we may need to tweak the dosage a little bit. So we're trying it. Today was actually the very first day of the little booster. And
how'd it go?
A little bit better, I guess. But I also said to my husband, I'm going out. Can you manage homework? Because I was like, I can't do that today. Then every single day. But he also forgot half of his homework at school, so he didn't have as much as normally. So,
So, okay, so inconclusive.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just like,
Not at all. I mean, the medication thing, and I say that not because medication solves all of our problems, but because medication is a tool that helps activate the brain. You know, sometimes it's exercise, sometimes it's protein, sometimes it's, I mean, there's lots of things that activate the ADHD brain, but medication is one that does help in a school situation, and tweaking it can sometimes be the easy answer.
So we're going to give it a go for a little while and see how it works, you know, because I'm not convinced that it's not going to work yet. I don't want to give up because he was like, well, I didn't notice any difference, because I noticed a little bit of a difference. But again, like I said, I kind of removed myself from the situation. So that may have been the difference. Maybe not.
and there's so many things that can be, you know, factored into that, too.
Yeah, I know.
This is me taking off my coach hat for 1 second and just they're just telling you what works for my son. He's on Vyvanse also, and he's on the medium dose that he's taken. Mm-hmm. He's taken it twice a day for almost 8 years now, because the boosters never lasted long enough. So it would get him through the end of school, and then, you know, I didn't want him to take another boost because then he would be angry.
Well, no, exactly.
Yeah. So he takes the same dose twice a day, and they're both long acting. And that's just something you can try if the short acting doesn't work, just FYI.
That is interesting.
Back to coaching mode. What do you need to give yourself permission to call a teacher and say, hey, we need to set these accommodations up?
You know, I don't know. I think I just need to do it.
Okay.
And I don't know that I need anything. I think there's this part of me that's like, well, maybe it'll be different this year. But guess what? It's not going to be any different. So I guess just hearing it from you today, would say, hey, you know, it is okay to reach out and ask for something that's already there. You know, and just say, hey, can we do this? Because, the medication is great to try, but I feel like we need a little bit more than that. And having accommodation. There's a football game on right now,
like,
by the way. So if you hear my child yelling in the background, he's running around the house yelling about
go
football.
Team.
Just to clarify that all is okay here. It's just a little crazy right
Thank
now because
you.
He's excited because it seems like.
I can't hear anything. You're good.
Okay,
all good.
Good. Excellent.
I had a point. Hang on. There was something else coming up. Hang on. Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Thought. Come back to me, thought. Where did it go? Oh, what was it? Shoot.
Go ahead. Did you find it?
No, go ahead. I found it. So
Okay, good. I think for me, there is this expectation of, well, you know, maybe it'll be different, like I said before. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, somehow expect that because he's a little older. But then hearing the conversation you just had about your son and the interrupting, oh, my gosh, that happens here all the time. And
uh-huh.
drives my husband crazy. I've gotten really good with being like, okay. You know, I know how to handle it, and I'm okay with it. You know, I'm much better about that than I was at one point because I've begun to understand that, you know, those skills are lagging, and they're probably going to be lagging for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there's nothing, you know, we need to see the strength in that, which is that he's excited and vibrant and all those things. So anyway,
exactly.
I digress, but, but I think, you know, just to expect that we don't need the accommodations that I fought so darn hard for at the end of last year, where I'm like, well, maybe it'll be different with this teacher or maybe he'll want to do his homework. And it's like, no, you know, and his taekwondo coach talked to him the other day about it and was like, it's just your job. Homework is your job. And I'm like, I appreciate him saying these things to him. And it's very loving. At the same time, it's like, well, you know, I just don't know that that's really going to change anything.
Right.
Telling him
it's
his
not
job.
That he won't
he
do
knows.
It. Yeah.
No.
It's that he can't
no.
do it.
And,
yeah.
You know, exactly. And that's where it's like,
right.
okay, and that's a big struggle in my household with my husband.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's very common
because,
also.
Yeah.
I need a separate class for the dads. I really do.
Yeah, I know. It's so true.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm writing it down here right now. It's okay to ask for the homework accommodation.
Because, you know, I think it's interesting, and it's really normal. I mean, it's very common. Every school does this, and most parents do too. It's like the start of a new school year, and we do it. We're like, okay, this year is going to be different, and we're going to see what they need, and if what they need this year is different from what they needed last year. And in order to see that, we're just going to take everything away. You know, we're just gonna,
right.
Like,
exactly.
The
and then gradually
place see
it.
How high you can jump, right? And the whole point is that, you know, you take the scaffolding away a little bit at a time. You don't pull it out from underneath
right.
the kid all at once and
right.
shove him back underneath it. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very normal. I mean, that's exactly what happens every school year for the majority of kids. I don't know why we do it that way. It doesn't make any sense, really, because if they needed it at the end of the year, how helpful is it to remind them that they are failing at everything again at the beginning of the year? Not helpful.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so is there anything that was standing in the way of you talking to the teacher or whoever and reminding them about the accommodations and
No,
put those back
no,
there,
not
but...
at this point. There isn't. Now that we've just talked about it, there's nothing standing in my way because I've got the guidance counselor and I've got his case manager, who's the school psychologist, who know these things. And I just need to say, okay, we're going to, you know, let's reel this in and let's get back to business and look at the IEP and let's remember that one of the things was the homework. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
And
awesome. Yay.
Yeah. I believe that I can do that now. Thank you.
Okay. I know you can. I never had a doubt. It's funny sometimes that we're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. So, okay.
Yeah. Like,
perfect.
Yeah. But you just don't. It's kind of like you need a sounding board sometimes. That's why I really like these sessions because, you know, I haven't been able to attend a live one in a while either. So this is really nice.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. I remember now.
Yeah. Kim, what's coming up for you about conversations and
social skills and all of the above.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell. I guess I don't know what to tell, you know, my daughter anything differently than we're already doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
So what happens
how to handle it with her.
Yeah. Maybe describe what happens when she gets annoyed because he's talking too much or, you know, just keeps going or whatever. What's the typical next step look like? She gets upset and
she stomps off. Oh, no, she leaves the room. She stomps off and yells at him. You know, a lot of times he'll, you know, if she says something, he'll disappear. He'll go downstairs because then he takes on this, like, she doesn't like me. My family doesn't like to be around me. You know, I'm bad. And, you know, we don't want him to think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hard.
And it's, you know, it's true that, you know, it's a fun thing that he's, you know, he's not naughty and he's excited and he likes to talk. But on the other hand, it's like, it raises the tension level in our household. Yeah. It's not a bad thing, but on the other hand, it's like, well, we're having a conversation. We're having, you know, we're playing the board game or whatever it is. Yeah. And it isn't fair to her. It isn't fair to her that she, you know, has to stop her world because of him. You know, I get it, but it's still, you know, he doesn't even realize. He has no idea. He's just being silly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell her. No, I don't know what to tell her.
Okay.
She doesn't understand it at the level of my 16-year-old can kind of process it and go, okay, I'm going to be patient with this. I'm going to, you know, and she's so great. And my 13-year-old's just, you know.
She's a great kid too.
An emotional mess. Well, and she's emotional anyway, you know, being 13.
13, so, I mean, that's a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard. I don't know what to do. I want them to like each other, you know, of course. Everybody wants their kids to like each other. I don't know what to do.
But how, I mean, honestly,
I don't
how
know
realistic
what
is that? I mean, that they're going to like each other at this age.
I don't know.
You know, with all the things that are
maybe
going
to happen. Maybe they won't. Maybe at these ages, it's just a hurdle. I don't know.
Okay, but I mean, that doesn't mean that you have to live in a house where you're, like, just waiting for everybody to start screaming at each other all the time.
That's how it goes down at our house. Yeah.
Well, what do they say? Would it be worth it to sit down together? Okay, so what do they say?
You know, okay, yeah, you know, just,
we'll try harder.
Is just like, this is not fair. This is, you know, he gets all the attention. You know, you're always taking his side. You know, you're always, it's always him, you know. And, you know, the kids throw around always and never, you know, those words all the time.
Right.
And so part of it is his ADHD, and part of it, it's a 13-year-old, you know. Attitude too, so it's kind of like you have both. Maybe I need more one-on-one time with her.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
what's your impression that everybody gets about the same amount?
No, I probably give Joshua the most attention and time.
Okay. And so. Is it possible in your schedule to give her a date night or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do that.
I mean, is your sense that she's needing more mom time? I mean, it's not that that won't work, but.
Yeah. Not really. I mean, she's. I don't know that she's not really that kind of a, she likes to be, you know, kind of alone and stuff too. She doesn't, she's not like always trying to get my time. I don't have the impression that that's what she needs. I just, I don't know what she needs. I, you know,
okay.
I'll just leave her alone. I don't know. It's kind of walking, like, it's like walking on eggshells with my son and my daughter. And they're in the in the same room, anywhere. It's like walking on eggshells. Who's going to, you know, explode first, you know?
Well, do they have to be in the same room all the time?
No. No, and they aren't. But when they are, you know.
Okay. So, let's think.
I think she's just kind of thinking, well, this is ridiculous. He needs to change his attitude, you know, like kind of like the, it's just an excuse, you know, it's not fair.
So she doesn't believe
you know,
that. Okay. She doesn't believe that.
I don't think she believed that. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think really, now that I'm talking through it, I think that she doesn't believe it.
Okay.
She doesn't believe that he doesn't realize what he's, you know, that he's not deliberately trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah. She thinks it's intentional.
Okay. Okay. So.
Now that I talk through it, I think that's really the issue.
Oh, good. Okay. Yay. So, and your son is the only one in your household that has ADHD as far as you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what, let's see. How does your daughter learn best? The 13-year-old.
She's, how does she learn best? She's very visual.
Okay.
Like illustrations and, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think. What would be, I mean, do you think it would be like education around ADHD and how it impacts boys and how it impacts a family and how it impacts siblings in a family might be helpful or?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you've done some of this.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe pointing her to just more educating her more about it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there for siblings of kids with ADHD, and there's some really awesome videos. Kids in the House is one. Jessica McCabe does incredible stuff for young people with ADHD.
Okay.
But you almost want to find, I'm trying to think, and does she have, is she able to express like sympathy in situations where, maybe someone's been left out or someone's feelings are being hurt.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Does she come back and apologize or do you make them apologize to each other after a negative interaction?
Not always. No, because it's so often. There was one time where there was one time in the van where yeah, she kind of broke down and cried and she apologized and gave him a hug and, you know, just very remorseful about how she treated him. And I thought, oh, great. This is a turning point, you know?
No.
Yeah.
What was unique about that? Was there anything specific about that moment or about that interaction?
I don't know.
Okay.
Trying to think. It was just a couple of months
ago. Yeah. Hmm. Is it any particular kind of time of day that it happens or is there anything else specific about it? Okay, just whenever they're in the same room together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, do you think she knows that he's excited to talk to her, that that's why it happens because he wants to share with her the things that he's been doing?
Yeah, we tell her that. And like I said, my older daughter is very patient, and, but she's just annoyed by everything his presence, just his you know, everything about him. Oh. She's just, and I don't want him to grow up, you know, with that sort of,
oh, yeah.
you know,
sure.
that kind of thrown on him, like, she doesn't love me, and she doesn't even like me, and she doesn't want to be around me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Is there anything else that could be going on with her? Is she angry about something or feeling sad or? And I know this has been happening for a while.
I don't know. Maybe it's just yeah, I mean, it's just all the time. It's not like phases. It's just all the time.
Sure.
So.
You know, and sometimes families get stuck into it in a dynamic, right? I mean, you just kind of repeat the same thing over and over again, mm-hmm. and it's hard to break the dynamic. But if one person changes one thing, even a small thing, the dynamic has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so I don't know what the small thing is, but that might be something to kind of marinate a little bit on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, right. So I think that would be helpful to educate her a little more and not just assume that she knows sort of what I've mm-hmm. been reading, and you can't just assume that she's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it couldn't hurt, right? There's definitely things in ADHD that are different, that present differently in different kids and at different times and different phases of their lives. And sometimes it's nice to go back and be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's why that's happening. and it doesn't always solve all the problems, but it's one of those, you know, with knowledge, it comes understanding, and it allows us to come from a place of empathy. And that may not be the case here, but it may be. So we'll find out. So at the end of every session, we ask these questions. And it's, what did I focus on or pay most attention to today? What's my clarity or my takeaway from today? What's a realistic action step for me to take? And how do I set myself, or how can I set myself up for success with this action? And I'm sure you feel like you've covered all those already, but we're going to do it one more time for closure. This is the checkout process. And so, Elise, do you want to do a quick checkout?
Sure. Okay. So looking at the homework really ended up coming back down to reaching out to the teachers and support staff at school to make sure that we're following the accommodations. And, you know, and then we'll get to other points eventually, but I think that's the first thing. And the realistic action step is just, you know, asking for that. And how can I set myself up? Well, I've written it down. I started an email as we were talking here, and I was listening, and I was like, okay, started my email, so at least I've got it started. Right. I've drafted
right
at the very
now.
Beginning. I didn't write a whole lot. But, yeah, because I'm like, if I don't, it's not going to happen. So I need to take my action.
Make it so.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Cool. Well, let us know what happens. I don't know if you guys are in the Facebook group, but if you are.
I am.
I love it.
I am.
Just tag me
so
I know to go in and look, because I try to
will.
Not be on Facebook very often. That'd be awesome. Cool.
Great.
All right. Thank
Thanks.
You. Have a great week.
Thank you.
We actually have classes next week, too, believe it or not. So we have, this is one of those weird times where we have back-to-back.
Oh, back-to-back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, which was a surprise to me as well. So we have... So I can talk to you next week if you'd like.
Great.
Yeah. Kim, you want to check out?
Sure.
I guess focused
on taking a sort of a giant issue and narrowing it down. So
good.
So his relationship with his sister,
mm-hmm.
And making an action step. Maybe doing a date night or taking set aside time with her to educate her about ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that Jessica McCabe? Is that the name you gave me?
McCabe. McCabe. M-C-C-A-B as in boy, E.
Oh,
McCabe.
Okay. All right. Is that on a like YouTube kind of a thing or a blog?
Yeah, it's YouTube.
Okay. So kind of teaching her, educating her might help with the sort of empathy and maybe, you know, getting our whole family on the same page, you know.
Okay.
So I think that was my action step there.
Okay.
And setting up for success with this action, I think, is just making the deliberate time to focus on it.
Okay. And is that something that's pretty easy to do? I mean, to
be
with the kids most of the time? Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes we have to, like, put it on our calendars. And
it's my job.
You know,
yeah.
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 Just checking.
Yeah. So all putting it on the calendar, Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Well, good luck. Let us know what happens.
Okay.
And we will
thank you.
Talk to you guys in, well, next week. I usually say a couple of weeks. Oh, that's the other thing, is that when you dial in next week, I'm not going to check to see if you did what you said you were going to do. I mean, I can if you want me to, but, you know, we try not to, we can hold you accountable, but I don't want to give people other reasons to feel bad if for some reason life got in the way and they weren't able to do it. And that's totally fine. The whole point is that we're just planting that seed, right? And if change happens in between, awesome. Tell us about it. If it doesn't, that's awesome too, because change is probably happening and you don't even realize it at the time. So that's all.
Yeah.
Thanks for working so hard today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much.